I think after 11 games to have 42 points, I think we've got is a good effort by everybody. Today wasn't our best performance by a long way. We were made to fight very hard for the victory by a good Newcastle team. And we were maybe fortunate to get over the line, but we got over the line, and that's the important thing.
They've come on in leaps and bounds, Newcastle, haven't they?
Yeah, well, and you know, we said that pre-match. You know, they're one of the better teams, one of the better coach teams that we analyse. And they've had some really notable victories on the road this year. And you know, they were here to win today. You could see that they sniffed an opportunity, and we had to hang in there at various times. But when it came to it, when we had to be resilient, we were able to do that.
Just shows you the mentality in the side, that even when you're not playing at your best, you still find a way to get the victory in the end.
When everything's not going perfectly, it's a disappointing performance, so that we're not going to try and hide away from that fact that it wasn't a great performance, but we got there in the end.
Of course, Chris Ashton typically gets himself in the limelight at the end there after his 13-week absence with that ban, and you must be delighted to see him back on the try sheet as well.
No, it's good to have him back. You know, he's a quality player, and we've been with him for a long time now, and hopefully there's more ahead of him now.
Have you had to have a chat with him? Because obviously while he was out with the ban, he made the decision that he wants to go to Toulon next year. Have you had to have a sit down with Chris and just establish what he wants from the rest of the season and what you want from him?
Not really. We just want more of the same. And I think he wants to give more of the same. You know, he'll be the first to tell you that the club's been extremely good to him. He's been good for the club. It's been a good relationship, and there's no reason why it shouldn't end that way.
Of course, they come thick and fast, these games. I mean, we're talking on Christmas Eve. You've got New Year's Day as well, with Leicester coming up at a massive encounter against another top four side. What's the Christmas period going to be like for the players?
We're fortunate in a way that we've got an 8-day turnaround. We're playing New Year's Day. We're going to be able to give the players Christmas Day and Boxing Day with their families, which is ideal for us, and then we'll have a normal training week next week.
And just finally, Mark, obviously it emerged just before kickoff that Mako could be out for an extended period of time. What's the situation there?
Yeah, it's a bit vague at the moment, which nobody really likes vague news, but in 4 weeks' time, Mako will go back and see his consultant, and at that point we'll probably have a clearer idea as to how long he'll be out for.
Is the fear that you've got to wait 4 weeks, that could be a bad sign, or is it just the fact that you've got to wait those 4 weeks, whatever the severity of the injury?
It's just to try to be able to give clarity as to how long it will be after that. It'll definitely be more than 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. It's just how long.
Obviously, from your point of view, the Six Nations is neither here nor there, being the technical director for Saracens here, but there is that worry that both Funapola brothers could be out of the Six Nations Championship potentially.
Well, I don't know about that, to be honest. I think both will have every chance of taking some sort of part in it. Whether they're available for the whole of the Six Nations might be questionable. And for us, you know, I think that we've got a good squad. We'll crack on. We've had George Crew, Marrow, Owen Farrell, all unavailable for large parts of the season, and the squad's been okay. And Mako and Billy, of course, we'll miss them, but hopefully when we get them back in April, they'll be fresher than they might have been.
Just a final one from me, Mark, about the year overall. This is the last game for Saracens in 2016, and from your point of view, I know you're always looking forward to the next game, but it is a chance to reflect on a year which has been historic for this club.
No, it's been phenomenal, really, and all the credit goes to the playing group to back up week in, week out. And you know, I'm not exactly sure what our win ratio during the last 12 months, 18 months has been, but it's going to be okay. And you know, the players are phenomenal in terms of just being relentless, want to get better, want to front up for their teammates, and we're very lucky to have them.